This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Liz Pelka. The U.S. House of Representatives overwhelmingly voted to increase COVID-19 relief checks for most Americans. The vote Monday now sends a bill to the Senate, where the outcome is uncertain. President Donald Trump reluctantly signed a more than $2 trillion government funding and pandemic relief package on Sunday, but not before demanding lawmakers increase $600 payments to Americans to $2,000. Democrats who favor the boost had settled for the smaller $600 payments in a compromise with Republicans over the big year-end relief bill. The vote divides Republicans, who mostly resist more spending. The U.S. House also passed a measure Monday that would override President Trump's veto of a $740 billion bill funding the country's defense programs. The defense spending bill also gives raises to members of the military and sets Pentagon policy on issues such as troop levels, weapon systems, and personnel matters. The Senate could veto on the measure as early as Tuesday and is also expected to override the president's veto. That was, the Senate could vote on the measure as early as Tuesday. The World Health Organization is calling for an increase in genomic sequencing of the coronavirus after new variants have been detected in Britain and South Africa. WHO Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus said at an online news conference from Geneva, quote, "Only if countries are looking and testing effectively will you be able to pick up variants and adjust strategies to cope." He said the WHO is working closely with scientists across the world to better understand all the changes to the virus. We have more on VOAnews.com. This is VOA News. U.S. authorities said passengers arriving from Britain must test negative for the COVID-19 72 hours before departure. That new order is effective on Monday. U.S. officials said nearly 1.3 million people went through U.S. airports on Sunday following the Christmas holiday. Sunday was the highest level of air travel in more than 9 months. Russian officials said Monday that the country recorded more than 240,000 more deaths in April through November 2020 than during the same period last year. The number is significantly higher than the country's pandemic death toll of 55,265. The excess deaths could include deaths from COVID-19 that were not officially confirmed by medical officials. It could also include deaths from other causes that could be linked to overcrowded hospitals caused by COVID-19 or other coronavirus effects. Russia's Federal Penitentiary Service gave Alexei Navalny 1 day to report to its office or face imprisonment on Monday. The service saying he will be imprisoned if he returns after the deadline. Navalny, a leading Kremlin critic, is recovering in Germany after he was poisoned by a nerve agent in August. He has blamed the Kremlin, while Russian authorities have denied involvement. The penitentiary service issued the statement Monday saying that an article by doctors from a German hospital indicated that Navalny had fully recuperated. The prison service demanded that Navalny report to its office in line with the terms of a 3.5-year suspended sentence he received for a 2014 conviction. Navalny, who previously said that he planned to return to Russia once he was fully recovered, scoffed at the demand, saying the government must now accept he was poisoned and open a criminal case. Navalny fell into a coma while aboard a domestic flight from Siberia to Moscow. Three French soldiers were killed after a roadside bomb blast Monday in Mali. The French government said the soldiers' armored vehicle struck an explosive device in the Hombori region. The soldiers were part of France's Operation Barkhane mission, which is fighting an Islamist extremist insurgency in Africa's Sahel region. They were working as part of a 5,000-troop mission in an area where terrorist groups are attacking civilians and threatening regional stability, according to France's defense minister. We have more stories for you on VOAnews.com. Via remote, I'm Liz Pelka, VOA News.